Fuck toy training tips. Basic conditioning. Tip number one. When you first start with a girl you know is submissive, make her come a lot. Doesn't matter how, fucking or using mouth and hands. The first time you fuck her, she should lose count of how many times she gets off. Toward the end of the session, give her no rest in between until she tries to make you stop. Then look at her, smile, and shake your head no when she tries to make you stop. Then give her some more orgasms, briefly but hard. Judge if she will actually let you keep going. If she resists, look at her and tell her to beg while slightly teasing. I'm sure you get the idea from there. A woman's cunt needs to be tamed by a man. At a basic level, females don't know what they want or need. It's the job of a man to show and tell her what she needs. This treatment does something to a girl. Most girls don't come because the guy does not even bother. They usually have never had to say no to an orgasm ever. You made them beg you to stop. You tamed their greedy cunt. Over the next while, keep making her come. Her sex drive will go through the roof. But start making her work for it more as time goes on. Start small. Cock sucking or small, sexy performances. Make her start practicing things. Training her gag reflex. Eventually, you start making her test her limits and push them, but never force her. Make her push them. She should never even just ask for it. She should beg. Beg for the opportunity to push her own limits. So she can earn the privilege of coming. Make her desperate to please you to earn her pleasure. Not only does this ensure that consent is present with everything you do, but it starts training responsiveness in her. It may seem like you're training an animal, and you pretty much are. Females can't function without a man. You're proving this to her. And by this point, you should have started making her edge. At first, it's a teasing game. Then the next thing she knows is regular practice. Even when she's doing things that test her limits, or she's training, she should have her cunt stimulated somehow. Associate her duties as a fuck toy with pleasure. She's dumb enough to not figure out what you're doing. And eventually, orgasms become less frequent and harder to earn. Start teaching her that pleasure doesn't belong to her. And eventually that it doesn't matter at all. Start with complete denial at times. By this point, she will be stimulated by everything else you do to her. Start seeing if she will beg to edge. Encourage her. Let her know you enjoy seeing her tease herself. But make her work for it. The pleasure of doing it. At the core of every female is a horny, brainless whore that craves use and a man to control her. You're pulling this out of her and turning her in to a submissive fuck toy. She just doesn't realize it yet. Tip number two. Getting your fuck toy to enjoy the treatment you give her can come down to the little things. Those moments after when she complains that she can't walk and her pussy is sore because you fucked it too hard. Or her knees are bruised or scraped because of sucking your cock for so long. If you give any sympathy to this, you ruin the moment. She's looking for validation. If you give in and say, "Oh, hun, I'm sorry," then it becomes a bad thing to be avoided later. And your sex will lose the level you've just taken to it. Plus, you're giving her power. And whores don't know how to handle that. Next time you'll hear, "Be careful. We don't want that to happen again." You will be building walls instead of pushing limits. The best way to deal with it is to smile and simply say, "Good." This isn't being as much of an asshole as you would think. This reaction says she did a good job, and whatever discomfort she has is a result of that. This will change a discomfort into a reminder of pride. Every time she feels it, she will smile inside and probably get wet. Again, at the core of every female is a submissive slut that is desperate to please and eager to be used roughly. Think about the conditioning of this. You are reinforcing this as what makes a good fuck toy. It encourages her to learn that her discomfort doesn't matter, that it's a good thing. It trains her mind to crave abuse and discomfort for the sake of pleasing a man. It makes her feel strong for being a good whore for you because she can take it. And feeling it through the day will condition her mind to associate discomfort with the memories of getting used and fucked. And it will remind her to think about it throughout the day, bringing her mind to what she really is. Overall, it will teach her that this is what it takes to get used like a good girl. She will bear her discomfort with pride. And remember, a submissive looks to you to tell her what is right, to take the lead. You have to break the bullshit feminist ideals that society tries to place into a whore's mind. And once you break that, you'll have a true submissive whore that will do anything to herself to please you and your cock. That's what females are designed to be. Submissive fuck toys. Desperate to please whores. Brainless sluts with eager cunts needing to be tamed. You and your cock deserve respect. Females are born to respect cock and be used as cock doll fuck toys.